This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Suffering, record high inflation, record high energy prices, record high consumer price index rising. By all metrics, the economy is going the wrong direction for the American citizen. But don't let reality stand in the way of a good Democrat lie. Here's Biden telling you how good you have it.
Tide of trickle-down economics.
Oh, my God. Pause it real there. See, you know, you can't even play these guys for a second before they lie. Ladies and gentlemen, oh, so frustrating. Trickle-down economics is non-existent. It's made up, okay? It is a scarecrow. It is a straw man that liberals made up. I don't even know when it really dates back to. And this has been totally proven by Thomas Sowell, the famous economist, philosopher, and he's debated Democrats, he's debated liberals, he's debated communists, and every time they do this, every damn time they do this, they say, trickle-down economics, trickle-down. And he says, show me trickle-down economics. Show me the theory, show me the literature, show me the origin of the idea, show me where it comes from, show me it anywhere in American history. It literally doesn't exist, folks. It's a made-up straw man by communists to punch at. Trickle-down economic theory, there is no such thing. It is a made-up straw man that Democrats punch at. So I'm sorry. I couldn't even get through 2 seconds of this Biden clip before having to correct a lie. I apologize. Let's go back.
My plans are to produce the strongest, fastest, most widespread economic recovery America has ever experienced. With record jobs, record small businesses, and wages rising.
All that's a lie.
It's the foundation for an economy that works for working families. Because of that foundation, we're better positioned than any country in the world to overcome global inflation that we're seeing.
Global inflation.
To reach a new chapter of stable and steady growth. So let's come together and focus on what's matter, on what matters. Let's build on the extraordinary progress we've made. Let's continue to build this economy from the bottom up and the middle out. When that happens, everybody does well, including the very wealthy.
Tell me how you're going to build the economy from the bottom up. I'd love to hear that. See, it's this thing that Democrats do. We'll cover it later, too, where they're like, corporations are making record profits. Oh, they're making record profits. Really? Who do you think pays employees? Is it corporations? Oh, businesses are making record profits. Who hires people? Who pays bills? Who gives insurance benefits? It's the corporations. It's the businesses. Who builds the economy? Oh, that's the rich. That's the people with capital. Let's put the burden on the poor to build the economy. That's Joe Biden's, we're going to build it from the bottom up. Sorry, that's not how it works, no matter how much you hate rich people. Sorry. Oh, but, you know, it's just unbelievable. So there you go. There's some good old-fashioned lying there. They cannot help themselves. And so MSNBC went out on the streets and, let's just say every time MSNBC goes on the streets, the segment doesn't last 60 seconds. Let's just put it that way. So here's 30 seconds of MSNBC going out to the streets.
Green car, an electric car, hybrid car.
All right, two-pronged question for you, Wayne.
Okay.
The first one is this, and Katie makes a great point. The fact that we are seeing gas prices impact people's pocketbooks so much right now, would that change how you're considering voting for the next election, whether it's congressional later this year or presidential a couple of years down the road?
Definitely. I just know that one administration had cheaper gas, and this administration has more expensive gas.
And this is a bottom line, strictly financial conclusion for you.
I mean, it's a housing market. It's everything you previously mentioned. Gas is a big part of it, but, I mean, right now we're...
Cut the segment. Cut it. Cut it. He's telling the world how bad it is under Biden. We got to cut the segment. No more street interviews. Stop the segment. But, oh, you can't afford gas. Why don't you buy an electric car? Oh, thanks, liberal.
The internet and talk radio are on fire with the slogan, Alex Jones was right. People ask, what's it like to be vindicated? Well, it's actually a very sick feeling because I knew this was coming. I tried to stop it. And now everything I've talked about is going to become more important than ever because the globalists aren't hiding it anymore in policy reports and documents. It's now out in the open. Klaus Schwab said last week that they rule the earth. The Bilderberg Group founded Davos Group. So now the fight's out in the open. They're making their move because they know they're behind schedule. We're going to win this thing. God's watching. The children are counting on us. I just want to thank the viewers and listeners for your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support, because without you, InfoWars would not be here. So I want you to really internalize the fact that you are the InfoWar and you are the reason humanity has a fighting chance. So I want to thank you and salute you again for all you've done and ask you now to redouble your efforts.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
All right, let's not forget Biden tried to start a war with Russia. And it's really just the globalist war with Russia. But the Biden family, the Biden crime family, has inherent interest in Ukraine because they've laundered a bunch of money out of there. And continue to in the name of war, but it hasn't really gripped the American public. Russia is winning the war, and it's kind of been a very clunky embarrassment for the Democrats trying to launch this war against Russia with no support from anywhere else. It's been very, very embarrassing, actually. And so it's still going on. Russia is still winning. And this was a story out of the Express. Failure of leadership. American public ready to abandon Ukraine as trust in Biden plunges. Well, we've already sent $90 billion, though, so we can't just abandon it. Although most of the money's already been laundered, stolen, the weapons being sold on the black market, given to proxy armies and criminals and gangs. It's pretty typical. And so some of the numbers in here, sanctions hurt the U.S. more than Russia. More than 50% agreed. It's okay for the U.S. to let Ukraine lose. More than 40% agreed. It'd be better to get Biden out of the White House than Putin out of the Kremlin. More than 50% agreed. I mean, this is a pretty significant shift in the balance of public opinion. When the average individual realizes that Biden is worse than Putin, that's a pretty big public opinion shift, considering the levels of propaganda being waged against Putin and for Biden. The American people aren't buying it. They're suffering. Ukraine war frontline update. Citizens shelled. Ships stuck. Agriculture struggles. Yeah, Russia is winning the war in Ukraine. Here's another one. Turkey and Russia agree to demining operation in Ukrainian ports to erect grain corridor. For days, the United Nations has been in unsuccessful talks on cobbling together an agreement on plans to unblock Black Sea grain exports from Ukrainian ports, including controversial discussions with Russia, which stood accused of weaponizing global food supply with its military blockade of key ports. Moscow has in turn charged that Ukraine said ports, making tanker traffic impossible, while also saying the West must ease sanctions if it hopes to get crucial grain exports flowing again. So, again, it's another example of Russia winning. They're running the ports. And then, honestly, the UN would have stopped the ports from operating anyway to try to hurt Russia. The problem is they don't control the ports. Ukraine lost that front. So Russia controls the ports now, and they're in charge of the operations there. and they're using that as leverage because they're sick of being mistreated. And really, that's not even it. Really, they just wanted to save eastern Ukraine. But now, because of what the globalists have done, and more really, it's just, again, it's really just America. NATO's kind of backed off. They've sent some weapons in, but that's about it. European countries have sent little financial support, little military support, not much. It's pretty much just been all America. So Russia just says, oh, here you are, you dirty, rotten criminals in Washington, D.C., running proxy countries and proxy groups and proxy armies. Now it's in Ukraine. We're not going to take that. You think you can do that in Afghanistan or Iraq or Syria? Fine. Not in our backyard, not in Ukraine. And so what is European, what are European leaders doing? Not much. But Macron, he's being pressured. So what is Macron doing? Well, he's going to issue a stern statement. Macron warns against humiliating Russia in Ukraine. Now, this is just hilarious. So, this is either the Tokyo Rose pretending like Russia is getting embarrassed in Ukraine, pretending like Russia is losing in Ukraine, or this is Zelensky, or excuse me, rather, this is Macron kind of letting the cat out of the bag that maybe they set a trap for Putin in Ukraine. And now he's saying, hey, we shouldn't spring that trap. It's going to be worse for the planet. So this is either Tokyo Rose, because France isn't going to do anything for Ukraine. They don't really care. Their leaders aren't as stupid or corrupt as Joe Biden, I guess. So France is really not interested in anything going on in Ukraine. But they'll issue a statement, say, oh, let's, you know, we're dominating Russia. Let's not embarrass them any further. Like, okay, I guess that's your effort. Or he knows that there's been a trap set for Putin, and he's warning against actually springing it because of how bad it's gone so far. And then warnings flying everywhere here. Putin warns Ukraine against long-range missiles, and it's just, it's the U.S. shipping in the long-range missiles. And all that's happening is, I mean, Russia probably has informants on the inside because the shipments are coming in and Russians are bombing them. They're bombing them. They're bombing the containment facilities and the ships aren't making it out into port. So they're not even, a lot of these weapons that are going in aren't even making it. A lot of them are getting cut off and seized by Russia or just blown up by Russia. See, they're not telling you that, are they? No, no, no. Russia's losing, they tell you. And then there's Lindsey Graham. He's never seen a war he didn't want someone else to die in. And he is just all over the Russia thing on his Twitter account. He's promoting, you need to go watch this documentary called Navalny, a truly compelling documentary that every member of Congress should watch to understand Putin's Russia and the bravery of the Russian opposition forces. Oh, the bravery of Ukraine. Yes, yes. The bravery of Lindsey Graham, I'm sure. No, he's a pinko coward. A war hawk. But hey, I went and I checked, Lindsey. Nothing on 2,000 mules, though. Nothing from Lindsey Graham on every member of Congress watching 2,000 mules. He wants every member of Congress to know how bad Russia is because he probably has stock options in defense contractors and weapons manufacturers. So he's looking to make a couple million dollars off people dying. It's Lindsey Graham. He's a psychotic freak. And so he wants people to die for his profit, so he wants to demonize Russia. But anything on U.S. elections being stolen from Lindsey Graham, should members of Congress watch 2,000 Mules, Lindsey Graham? No, I guess he can't profit off that. There's no bloodshed, so he's not interested in promoting that. Lindsey Graham, ladies and gentlemen. Lindsey Graham. U.S. issues nuclear warning to North Korea. This is just funny. This is the U.S. This is Biden getting embarrassed on the playground. Okay, this is the Biden administration getting mud smeared in their face and kicked to the ground and kneed and just embarrassed. And so they stand up and they go over to the smallest person on the playground. You know, they go over to the smallest little kid that has like a bunch of allergies, runny nose, just like hangs out under the jungle gym. And now they're going to go kick him and push him around. Like, oh, yeah, look, I just got embarrassed on the playground. I'm going to go push around the smallest guy I can find. It's like, look, we're getting embarrassed on the national stage. Look, Russia's embarrassing us. I know. Let's go bark at North Korea. Yeah, I'll show them. Look how tough we are. Hey, North Korea. Ha ha. Real impressive. Ooh. Ooh. You guys are, ooh, you're warning North Korea. Ooh. It's like, oh, you just went up. Oh, wow. You just went up and kicked over a crippled kid. Oh, you're tough. You're tough. I'll make you a bet right now. I bet you North Korea tests nuclear missiles again by the end of the summer. Now, the U.S. has said it's going to be a forceful response. I doubt it. I doubt that. But hey, guys, I mean, oh, boy, look out. Look out. North Korea. Oh, yeah, North Korea, you better stop that. But hey, we're gonna puff our chest out and act big towards China. Oh, wait, we don't do anything to China. We're going to puff our chest up and act big towards Russia. Oh, wait, Russia's winning the war. Oh, boy, we're really embarrassed here. I know, let's go bark at North Korea. We'll look real tough then. We'll show the world. We'll show how strong the Biden administration. We'll go tell North Korea what's good. We'll go show them.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I am using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, I just went and checked to find out how many of the final edition of the limited edition silver coins we have left. It's the third and final edition. The Come and Take It Free Men Bear Arms and the InfoWars founding member coin collection. We have just over 1,000 left. So we're basically on our final 1,000 of this coin. So very small number of them left. Get to InfoWarsStore.com or 1776coin.com before it's too late, because that's it. Once they're sold out, they're sold out. We're not minting them again. We're not going to put any new founding member coins out. This is it. So if you've had the fear of missing out from prior releases, or you need to complete your collection for all three, now is the time. Get to 1776coin.com. This limited edition release is not going to be available much longer. And we appreciate everybody shopping at InfoWarsStore.com, taking advantage of these limited edition releases. Released once, and then that's it. So to those that got your hands on them, congratulations. And the final 1,000 now of the last edition of the silver coin. And, of course, don't forget about all the great supplements at InfoWarsStore.com as well. I'm usually powered by BrainForce Ultra, but that's actually over on my War Room studio desk. I should probably go over there and get some BrainForce Ultra. We'll do that before the War Room. But I did come in today and take a couple hits of the vitamin B12, Ultra 12, just incredible stuff. All the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com are incredible, ladies and gentlemen. And we have the super sale happening right now. We have the super sale happening right now at InfoWarsStore.com, where top-rated, top-selling supplements are up to 60% off, like immune support, big discounts on Alpha Power and others. And, you know, if you're not using the toothpaste from InfoWarsStore.com yet, I really don't understand that. I'm just a little confused by that, I have to tell you. It's probably the easiest way to support us. I mean, I'm assuming you're brushing your teeth, right? I'm assuming you are using toothpaste at home. So what are you doing not using the Super Coral Whitening Toothpaste from InfoWarsStore.com? That's my favorite toothpaste. The Super Coral Whitening Toothpaste from InfoWarsStore.com, 33% off right now. It's under 10 bucks for a tube, folks. I mean, you go look at top shelf toothpastes at you know, your local convenience store or what have you. It's gonna the same stuff. Well, there isn't one out there as good as this, quite frankly. But let's say the highest end stuff, it's gonna be about 20 bucks a tube. This is the highest end stuff. It's half that price. Super Coral Whitening Toothpaste. If you're not getting your toothpaste from InfoWarsStore.com, one of the easiest ways to support us, household item, and you're gonna love it. Tell your friends and family about it, too. I'm telling you, they are going to love this toothpaste. It's my favorite toothpaste. InfoWarsStore.com, Super Coral Whitening Toothpaste. All right. That's how you support us. That's how you keep us on air. Okay. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Let's go back here to Jean-Pierre, the black gay immigrant press secretary. It's important you say that. It's important. The Democrats are obsessed with identity, so it's very important, because it's not about her accomplishments, you know, it's not about her credibility or anything. It's about what color her skin is and her sexual preferences. That's what's the most important. So you have to make sure you say that before introducing her. So this is the black lesbian immigrant press secretary, Jean-Pierre. Again, folks, it's hard for her to communicate because she only has a finite number of answers in front of her that's off a sheet. It's like a low program computer, basically, like a 2-bit computer is what she is, essentially. And so here she is trying to prop up the lies of Joe Biden about how great the Defense Production Act has been.
Times and his
taking a step back from that, what emergency is the president using to invoke the Defense Production Act? Because historically it's been in the 1950s for the Korean War and during COVID it was enacted. What emergency is it, or what's the real emergency in the solar industry for the Defense Production Act?
I was going to say first,
let me flip through my cue cards.
When he takes the Defense Production Act, it's to make sure that he's delivering for the American people. It is an important tool that he has used a couple of times and it has been incredibly effective. For this particular Clean Energy Defense Production Act,
he's
invoking the Defense Production Act to rapidly expand domestic production of solar panel parts, building insulation, heat pumps, and more. He is putting the full force of the federal government's purchasing power behind supporting American clean energy manufacturers, and he is providing U.S. solar deployers the short-term stability they need to build clean energy projects and deliver more affordability energy to American families and business. Altogether, these historic actions will cut costs for American families, strengthen our power grid, and tackle the climate crisis.
Wow.
And with a stronger clean energy arsenal, the United States can be an even stronger partner to our allies, especially in the face of Putin's war in Ukraine.
Putin's war?
Well, this is just a step to get to a place where we do have a clean energy arsenal. And so this is a very important part of the president's agenda in getting to that clean energy system that he's been talking about since he walked into the administration. So this is that, and this is a way that we felt that we can act to get moving in that way. Okay. I'll come back up front. Go ahead.
What was that? She did a little shimmy shake at the end. Do you see that one? Wow, she felt really good about herself. She felt really good about reading off a cue card for a minute and a half that she did. She felt so good. She did a little, I did it. I mean, it's almost as if we're being trained to accept a robot as the press secretary because, I mean, that's basically a robot. I mean, there's a finite number of responses. It's all pre-programmed. It's all just put into the code. And then the robot just has to pick which scripted response it has for the question. I mean, that's Jean Pierre. She gets a question. She looks down at her cue cards. She reads off the cue cards. Wow. She's essentially a 2-bit computer in a 16-bit world. But notice the lies. They don't stop lying. Again, let's go back to the Biden statement that she reiterates there. She says the same thing. They're both reading off the same script. Who's writing it for them is the question. Biden says, today I'm building on that progress. They're making progress here, destroying America, I guess. I'm building on that progress by authorizing the Defense Production Act to lower energy costs. How's that going? All the energy costs are going up, but he says he's going to lower them. Strengthen the power grid. Really, we're being warned about rolling blackouts all summer, so I guess that's failing too. Good-paying jobs. People can't afford rents anymore, so I don't know where those are going. And then Jean-Pierre added another one. Tackle the climate crisis. Well, what's the climate crisis? Well, that's man-made climate change. Oh, man-made. So what are you going to do? You're going to tackle man down to the ground and end it. But see, notice how she doesn't answer the question. What was the question? The question was, what emergency is going on right now for Biden to invoke such an act? What emergency is going on right now for Biden to invoke the Defense Production Act? Well, of course, we know what the emergency is, and we know why Jean-Pierre didn't tell you what the emergency is, because the emergency is Joe Biden. The emergency is Democrat Party policies. They are the emergency. So now they are taking more power because of the
emergency. I want to take a minute out to address the viewers and listeners of InfoWars. And to remind you that we've been vindicated and that world government and its tyrannical aim of depopulation is now out in the open. Everything you and I have done together has been historic. And we cannot continue in this fight without your support. I want to encourage you all to be part of history right now, while you still can, to get the third and final coin in the Founding Member Coin Series, the Come and Take It Free Men Bear Arms Coins. at 1776coin.com. In just a few days, this coin will be gone forever. And you will have the coin in your possession and know you helped InfoWars stay on air at the most critical time in our 28-year history. So I want to thank you all for your support. I want to encourage you all to be part of history and to get this historic memento that keeps us on air at InfoWarsStore.com or 1776coin.com while you still can.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Man, oh man, why are energy prices skyrocketing right now? Gas prices, energy prices to heat your home. Why is it all skyrocketing? Maybe I can look to the energy department. Maybe I can look to the energy industry. Let's see what we have here. Let's see. Here we go. Okay. Pride Month news and happenings specifically for the energy industry. Okay. I see. And then, you have Jennifer Granholm. They're launching all these LGBTQ plus initiatives for the energy department, the Biden Department of Energy. It's all about how gay they are. Do you think I could maybe, like, do you think that works in energy? Like, maybe taking two male sockets and jamming them together, do you think that would transfer energy? Or maybe two female sockets or putting, you know, both plus signs of the battery, jamming them together? Do you think that would work? Can you have gay batteries? Would that provide any energy? No. So I'm not sure why the energy department is so interested in how gay it is. Oh, maybe this answers it. Pete Buttigieg. Maybe that's what it is. It's Pete Buttigieg in there. We all know about his how he's so gay. He's the gayest. And he rides bicycles. And so what is Pete Buttigieg doing? Well, I don't know, folks, but we've got horrifying news here. Any chances we had of lowering energy costs are probably going downhill with this horrible news. Pete Buttigieg wants you to know he has tested positive for COVID-19. Oh, my. Oh, no. I think he's been boosted twice. I think he's, what is he, a three COVID-19 injection guy? He's got COVID. And he's experiencing mild symptoms. Oh, he's got a tummy ache, guys. What's next? You got a headache? Did you jam your toe? Oh, you get a little hangnail? Get a little cough? A little runny nose? Aw. I plan to work remotely while isolating according to the CDC guidelines. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I was so concerned about that. And look forward to when I can safely return to the office and the road. Wow. Oh, my gosh. I mean, so noble. I mean, the honor and nobility of a Pete Buttigieg. I'm curious, is he going to be breastfeeding his babies while he's got COVID? How does that work? Well, I guess we have more questions on that deal. But so Pete Buttigieg, you don't even know what he does on a daily basis anyway, wants you to know he's got COVID and he's got a little runny nose. And so now every time somebody gets a cough, I guess they have to let us know. Is that what this is about? Hey, you need a couple days off work because you're sick? Take a couple days off work because you're sick. But no, you got to let everybody know, oh, COVID, I've got COVID. What's more important, the fear-mongering over a virus or promoting the efficacy of the vaccines? Well, we have our answer, fear-mongering over a virus, because all these politicians that are multiple-time COVID-19 vaccine injectors are all getting COVID. But they'd rather you be in fear of COVID than admit that the vaccines don't work. And by the way, they do want you living in fear. I've got more news on that, the monkeypox. But what are we going to be missing from Pete Buttigieg as he's out with COVID? What could we possibly be missing? Oh, Pete Buttigieg blaming everyone else. Pete Buttigieg blames big oil. Ridiculously profitable for record high gas prices. I mean, this is such a lie, folks. So, yeah, do oil companies make a lot of money? I don't think anybody denies that. I don't think they deny that. Could you call them greedy? Perhaps. But that's not what this is about. The oil companies can't drill. So, you know, they always talked about having a finite amount of oil. What do they used to call that in the 90s? Peak oil, I think, is what they called it. It was the propaganda saying that, we're going to run out of oil. Well, now basically the Democrats have put us into that circumstance synthetically. So they've created a scarcity of energy and oil. So, of course, price is going to go up. They've made it more expensive to transport and process the oil. So, of course, prices are going to go up. So when they blame big oil, they might as well just blame themselves. What's the difference between now and 2 years ago? Why weren't prices this high 2 years ago? Big oil was still there. Big oil was still making record money. Big oil was still greedy. Big oil was still profitable. Why is the money so much now? Because Democrat Party policy, that's why. They've shut down drilling. They've actually made scarcity in the oil markets. And they tax you almost out of existence. So no. Big oil is not to blame for gas prices. Democrat Party policy is. So we're going to be missing Pete Buttigieg blaming everyone else for what he's done. Biden officials admit Americans feeling the pain of inflation, but still play blame game. Yes, they are the emergency. But they say, hey, Most robust recovery ever. Really? That's what you call record inflation? Most robust recovery ever is record inflation? Interesting. Most robust recovery ever is record high gas prices, energy prices? Very interesting. Most robust recovery ever is record high consumer price index increases. Most robust recovery ever. Pete Buttigieg says gas prices are not set by a dial in the White House. Really? Wow. I had it all wrong. That's how I thought it worked. I thought Biden could just turn it down. No, instead he's turning it up. But in a way, it kind of is, isn't it? There is a dial. It's called taxes. It's called policy. So in a way, there is a dial. So when you turn up the dial on taxes and when you turn down the dial on access, what do you think happens? Well, the gas prices turn up the dial. The gas oil companies turn up the prices on the dial. So really, there is a dial in the White House. But hey, don't worry, because the press secretary says, hey, it's worse in Europe. It's worse in Europe, guys. White House tells Americans they have it better than Europeans on gas prices. Oh, well, you know, what are they going to tell you next? Hey, you got it better than a Jew in Hitler's Germany, am I right? I mean, hey, yeah, you don't owe anything. Yeah, you live in a pod with 16 smelly fat asses. And yeah, you don't own anything. Yeah, you have no privacy. Yeah, you're poor. But you got it better than a Jew in Nazi Germany. I mean, come on, man. Hey, I'm a Democrat. I made your life better than a Jew in Nazi Germany. Thank you and you're welcome. Better than Europe, they say. Better than Europe. I don't know. I mean, that's a nice dance move from the black gay press secretary. I mean, she feels good. She was able to read off of her cue cards for 60 seconds straight without flummoxing. That feels good for a moron. For somebody that usually gets Fs on tests, when they get a B, they feel really good about it. And they do a little dance. They're getting jiggy with it there. Better off than Europe, they say. What about the diversity? How's that one working out? Italy, 30 North African migrants sexually assault 16 girls on train to Milan. Folks, this is one of the most disgusting stories you're ever going to read about or hear. White women don't come up here. Bunch of North Africans. But hey, it's their culture. If a woman shows skin, then you rape them. That's their culture, you bigot. So those six minor girls... Those six teenage girls that are minors, that got raped by North Africans, flown in by liberals, they deserved that rape. So, but, oh, see, if you have the debate, the rape debate in America, and you say, hey, look, that girl walked around, you know, dressed like a slut, liberals say, oh, that's slut shaming, how dare you blame them, and fine, I don't agree that dressing like that means you should get raped, of course not. But see, oh, in some Muslim cultures and the North African culture, where they do rape boys and girls, and then they say, hey, don't be bigoted, that's their culture. Folks, can you imagine? Six teenage girls on a train in Italy shouldn't even be worried about this stuff. And a bunch of degenerates from another country come out and say, oh, you white women showing your skin, we're raping you now on a train.
If you have certain chronic conditions, such as heart disease,
asthma,
diabetes, and you're 19 years of age or older,
52, 36,
42, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'm going to ask my doctor
about getting vaccinated
with Prevnar 20.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, America Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
CDC says put the masks back on for monkeypox. Now remember, the DOJ is trying to get mask mandates back. Why the DOJ would have anything to do with that is beyond anyone's comprehension, but it's the Democrat Party. Everything is political, and it's all about mandates, and so mandates are one of their top things. They're Democrats, they're fascists, they're authoritarians. They love their mandates, and so they now want to start convincing people to wear a mask because of monkeypox. They say if you're traveling, you should wear a mask. Well, everyone's traveling. And then they say, oh, but see, travelers should wear a mask, the official CDC statement, because they've updated the monkeypox threat to level 2 now, folks. Ooga booga. And so, ooga booga monkeypox. And so here's the official statement from the CDC. Travelers should wear a mask. Wearing a mask can help protect you from many diseases, including monkeypox. Oh, from many diseases. Ah, yes. Yes. You should live in fear forever. You should always live in fear. Your life should be dominated by fear. But don't worry. We'll have mandates to mitigate your fear. Ah, yes. Oh, any disease. Oh, hey, oh. Yeah, I mean, I think you should probably wear a helmet because you might run into a post or a light pole or something. You should probably wear a helmet. A rock might fall from the sky. I mean, God forbid a shrapnel from a meteor strike you in the head. You might not have a helmet on. There's inherent risk. Wear a helmet. I mean, you could trip in one of these Democrat cities where they can't even pave a road. Potholes everywhere. You could trip in a Democrat pothole, and you could scuff your knee up pretty bad. You should probably be wearing knee pads, too. This is serious stuff. So, I mean, that's the new Democrat voter. Face mask 24/7, helmet 24/7, knee pads 24/7, probably a hazmat suit on top of all of it. But see, that's why they're all falling for the propaganda. That's why they're all convinced the answer to this planet, the answer to life that they're so afraid of, is to just sit in a pod all day and eat bugs and watch Netflix. And their biggest problem is that most people don't like that. Most people actually like life. Most people like the challenges, the obstacles, the victories, the defeat, the triumphs, the experiences, the risks, the loving, the losing, all of it. We like it. We like life. But see, that's the New World Order. They want you to hate life so that they can make you a good, obedient slave. So let's see. How many cases of monkeypox does it take to get to a level 2 alert? Well, I'll tell you, 31. 31 cases of monkeypox. There's probably 31 cases of monkeypox in the average North African country every day. Every day. And by the way, they can treat it. I'm not saying you want to get it, but I mean, it's not the 99.99% survival rate of COVID, but, wear your mask, wear your hazmat suit, wear your knee pads, wear your helmet. You should probably just walk around with a condom on all the time, too. You never know. You may get raped in the Democrat city at any time. So just as a matter of protection, probably wear a condom. And you know what? I mean, you might just want to, if you have a little child with you, they may actually need to learn this now. We're in the Democrats' America. 5 years ago, this would be inappropriate for children, but we're in Democrat America now. You may also want to walk around with a butt plug. Because for multiple reasons, you can stop somebody from raping you from behind. Happens in Democrat cities. And, more importantly though, you'll stop your carbon emissions. And you'll plug up that carbon emission spout, on your back end. And so, look, we're just looking out for the environment here. And this is liberal logic. And plus, doing something like that, you're standing in solidarity with the homosexual community. So, I mean, if you're not walking around, with some sort of gay sex toy, are you really doing anything for the homosexual community in this Gay Pride Month? Are you really an ally? Are you really an activist? Wear that mask for monkeypox, folks. But here's a doctor that tells the truth, Dr. Simone Gold. Masks don't stop viruses. It turns out they're actually harmful. That's right. That's right. And we knew that already, but Democrats never saw a mandate they didn't want to promote, and so they brought you the mask mandate. That did nothing, and they're going to bring it back. Oh, they're going to bring that mask mandate back. And I say go for it. I say go for it. You know what? At this point, the Democrats might as well just show their full ass. They might as well just show – they might just take the mask off. I mean, look, they're already telling us – they don't believe in the Bill of Rights. They don't believe in the Constitution. Your rights are not set in stone. How did Biden say it? Not absolute. Your rights are not absolute. So they're coming out telling you they're openly traitors. They're openly treasonous. They don't believe in the Bill of Rights. They don't believe in the Constitution, something they swore an oath to. And they love mandates. They love medical mandates, which is essentially fascism. And that's what it's all about. And so I'm glad they're taking off their mask. I'm glad they're showing us who they are. And go ahead, bring back the mask mandates, please. And let's see more medical mandates from you guys, too. Just keep destroying people's lives. Just keep destroying our freedoms. Just keep showing America who you really are. Please, please. We've known who you are. It's time for the rest of the people to understand. And then they mandated that vaccine. And I'm sure it has nothing to do with this. Dental nurse, 24 years old, died from sudden adult death syndrome. Went to sleep, never woke up. This is the new thing, folks. Sudden adult death syndrome. Sudden adult death syndrome. Yes, it's called cover up from a vaccine death. Now, is that every case? Is that this girl's case? We'll probably never know because people don't want to be honest about the deadly vaccines, the COVID-19 vaccines. But you can go right to the vaccine adverse reaction website and you will find official government data that so far about 33,000 people have died from the COVID-19 vaccine. That's official government data. More than 30,000 people have died from the COVID-19 vaccine. Guess what? That's more people that have died from gun violence. Wow. Should we ban vaccines? I mean, come on now. Let's go with the Democrat Party logic. So because people die from gun violence, we ban guns. So because people die from vaccines, we should ban vaccines. Vaccines kill more than guns. Now with the COVID vaccine, it's not even close. 30,000 plus dead from COVID vaccines. We should ban COVID vaccines. Well, of course we should ban the COVID poison vaccine. We've known that since day one. But I'm just using liberal logic here. If gun violence kills people and we want to ban guns, even though we have a right to it, well, why aren't you banning the COVID vaccine that kills more people than guns? Why aren't you doing that? Why aren't you doing that? Oh, that's right, because you promoted it. You promoted that medical fascism. You promoted that medical mandate that killed 30,000 plus people. That's why. That's why. Now, here's another interesting story. Miracle drug shows 100% remission for all cancer patients during drug trial. A potential new miracle cancer treatment resulted in remission for every patient enrolled in a clinical trial at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. And that place may suddenly burn to the ground. You know what I mean? Hey, I think we got a plan to cure cancer. And then all of a sudden a fire breaks out at the facility. You know what I mean? You know how that works? By the way, you know, I wasn't planning on doing this today. I still have the research pulled up on my office computer, but since I'm on it right now, I'll just go ahead and tell you. Did you know? This is wild stuff, folks. Did you know one of the individuals that was killed in the Buffalo shooting? Did you know one of the individuals killed in the Buffalo shooting was working on an engine that could run off of water? Did you know that? I'm not even kidding you. There were local news reports and everything. He was inventing an engine that ran off of water. I'm not even kidding you. I know you don't believe it. I may go print it off on my desk and cover it in the war room. But beware.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.